Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the Royal Star. Just pulled in, ready to go here, and we're down here overlooking the San Diego land. It's very empty docks today.
Love seeing
it's
that.
Busy. It's July, right? And great guests here from Fisherman's Processing, Merrily Ekstrom, and Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. And having a good time talking fishing, giving away a great prize.
Yeah, this has been an awesome show. So much cool information today and lots of inside stuff. You know, I feel like I'm an expert at Fisherman's Processing and learning so much even today. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun talking fishing, and we want to talk to you. If you want to be a part of the second hour, Let's Talk Hookup, please give us a call. The phone lines have been packed. It's clearly a very busy show having Tim and Merrily in here, but we got another full hour to get your phone calls in. That's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. And keep those texts rolling in, too. So many great texts. Lots of great participation today. Again, texting the show is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which you should already have. It's a great way to listen to the show. And make sure that you include your contact info, just your name and your phone number, along with your text, so that if you're the winner of that big prize today. And Pete, we mentioned at the beginning of the show, such an awesome prize for one lucky caller. Somebody is going to get to win a $300 gift certificate to CostaSunglasses.com. And again, we've said it before, you get to do whatever you want with that $300. You might buy two lesser expensive pairs, you might spend it all on a Super Gucci best pair they got, or halfway through, and then spend the remainder on one of their, you know, they got great performance shirts, they have bags and coolers, all kinds of stuff. Whatever it is, you got $300 from Costa coming your way. So a really, really fun morning. Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our FishDope.com report. And man, Norris Lithium batteries, they're designed specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connection, longevity, and reliability. The Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries that weigh less than 3 pounds. Make an investment in the very best for your boat with Norris Lithium. Check NorrisLithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor or Angler's Marine for your Norris Lithium battery. We got the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Merrily, Tim. What a great show, man. You guys are doing such a fantastic job. So,
thanks, Mark.
It's been a really interesting week for sure. An awful lot of good fishing to be had, and I'm just going to have enough time to hit a very few of the highlights. So I want to give you guys a little heads up about Catalina. Man, it's good good summertime fishing for sure. You know, and all the regulars are there, and a good sprinkle of yellows and sea bass and this and that. But you got to understand, guys, there are a number of closures around that island, and you better know exactly where they are. Fish and Wildlife had an absolute field day over the 4th of July holiday. Their hands were cramping up from writing all the tickets for people fishing in those closures. And I just saw some pics of some real nice calico bass that were caught over there. And, you know, you guys fishing in the closure should not be showing the background of the island. You guys definitely dodged a bullet. But for some fun stuff here, you know, back in the old days when I was a kid, and that is old days, old sport fishing fleet would often be lined up on the front side just below Toyon, anchored up there, and we're fishing anchovies on 12-pound tests and number 4 hooks on our little pin squitters, hoping that the plastic spool wouldn't blow up. And but we're fishing for those little bluefin that hung up in that area. You know, mostly smaller fish, 12, maybe 20 pounds would be a good one. But that area still holds those bluefin, and Catalina, it's had a little influx of that nicer grade bluefin in a couple different areas. And guy got a really nice one in there, I think it was yesterday or the day before, over 50 pounds. So something to keep an eye on there. Also, at Cat, Annie from Fish Dope just sent me a text there. The carnage is in front of Avalon right now, all tanked up with squid, probably from some of that new bait that moved in at Clementia, I would guess. But at San Clemente Island, really interesting week there. That big bluefin out to the northwest there, I mean, it was some really good days there, but that weather got to be a little bit of an issue, got kind of rugged, and maybe the fish moved a little bit, so not too much coverage right at the moment. But at the island proper, big yellows and sea bass on the bait grounds outside the dunes there. You know, it's been up and down for a little bit, but again, just heard from Danny, more squid moved in. Yellows and sea bass are biting this morning. So there's some late-breaking news there. And then on the front side, this was interesting. Some of the boats anchored up fishing yellowtail down the front, you know, 20 fathoms like that. Some of that big bluefin moved in, bit their baits, and some of those guys, man, they had some come-to-Jesus moments. Those bluefin just wrecked them.
Oh.
But a couple guys did get some of that fish there, and there was some good nighttime jig fishing, you know, just right off the island, in, you know, kind of front side middle there. Hopefully that stuff sticks around. And then, man, speaking of yellows, those Coronados, oh my. The water moved in there, a whole bunch of fish came with it, and really good fish in the past couple days. Probably a little bit crowded right now, I would guess.
Yeah.
The word definitely got out.
It was crowded on Thursday. I was there. It was crowded on Thursday. I can't imagine what Saturday morning at Coronado Islands looks like today.
Yeah.
So, man, that's
it's good. And there was plenty of fish to catch.
Around.
Even
then,
with 40 boats there, there was plenty of fish.
The beauty of what's going on at Coronado Islands right now is it's not just that there's enough to go around. It's just there's fish in all of the spots where they should be, they are. You know, so
yeah.
you don't have to be where all 40 boats are in the middle grounds. There's plenty of room to go find your own little piece.
And I got to tell a little story here. I was there, and Doug Kern was there on Thursday, and Doug lost his bait pump on his Parker, and it didn't matter to him because he and Charlie from the up and
Caden,
his grandson, and works at Tackle Shore. All surface iron fish, I think they had 9 fish up to 33 pounds with not a stick of bait on the boat. How about that, huh?
And brought him to
Yeah. Fisherman's Processing, who were raving about how incredible the collars were and everything like that. But, yeah, congratulations to Doug to pulling the rabbit out of his hat and not losing the bait pump, losing all the bait, and you think, oh, man, my day is gone. But they made the best of it and killed it.
I had a problem with that day. Like, we were getting updates and picture messages all morning long. As soon as they pulled up to the islands, Doug pulled the boat out of gear, and Charlie made a cast, like, as the boat was looking, they came tight on their first one and then doubled up with a second one. We were getting all that info. Two of our other guys, Ray and Dallas, who opened the store in the morning, those guys bailed. Hey, man, you know, it seems kind of slow. Is it cool if we take off?
Yeah.
They were on the boat and fishing just a little after lunch.
The islands are only 15 miles away.
It's a ghost town. We had no employees left. Half of them were with Doug. The other guys all left. The only other suckers that were left working were the guys that had to cover, like, the middle shift before the evening guys came in. Which I was one of, I would like to point out. And, like, it was brutal because you guys crushed them. That was really good.
Oh, it was
fun.
A good day.
Good fishing.
It was good. Yeah, that's like Coronado Islands of old. We like that.
That was really fun.
Yeah, for sure. But I'll tell you what, Danny and the boys at Fish Dope have had all that information, as well as the Clemente, Catalina, and more at fishdope.com. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I got to tell you, I'm seriously bummed that I don't have enough time to talk about, first of all, that big triggerfish catch at the islands, and then local sand bass, local yellowfin tunas, marlin scattered around, and another heartbreak story on a swordfish. You just got to give me 10 or 15 minutes, Pete.
Biting, man. Next week, we'll talk to you next Saturday. We'll get more info, because I think it'll get even better. Yeah,
we're ready for it. Go fishing, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Mark. That's appreciate sweet. That very much.
Let's head on over to another place where it's biting, and that's at C4 Sport Fishing. Our buddy Marcos is on the line. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing awesome, man. Some good fishing going on.
Fishing keeps rolling along, and it's honestly been a pretty impressive half-day local fishing this year. The twilight still catching those calico bass, some bottom fish mixed in there, the half-day trips in the morning, afternoon catching bass. You've seen some yellowtail in there. And those yellowtail we are seeing on these half-day trips, they're not seeing a lot of them, but the ones they're seeing are pretty good size. They caught a 30-pounder on the twilight the other night. There's been some halibut, some white sea bass in the mix. I'm going to see definitely more of that white sea bass pop up here and there, some halibut. So that's been good for a while now, and that just looks like it's going to continue there for those half-day trips, morning, afternoon, and twilight. Full days, definitely a little shift this week. We saw some yellowtail on some of those full-day trips, actually a good amount of yellowtail, I should say, and in there. And, you know, some of those yellowtail, again, they're not all small guys. There's some up to 25 to 30-pound fish in the mix there, so nice mix there for those yellowtail and bluefin. Overnight, seeing a lot of the same fish, still seeing that bluefin, seeing that mix of yellowtail, and like I said, I wish I could out-elaborate, but it's just been good fishing like we've talked about. Mine's had a little change there where we're going to take advantage of that while we can. Great fishing overall. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com, for those half days, morning, afternoon. Like I said, don't sleep on that twilight. It's been one of our most consistent trips this year. The full days on the San Diego and the Sea Watch, those overnight stays and a half. And one thing I want to point out is that Polaris Supreme actually opened up a couple day-and-a-half trips next week. They've got a trip leaving Monday and a trip leaving Wednesday. You don't see that very often this late in the season where they open up a trip, so definitely go to the website, check that out. You can either go to their website or ours, Seaport Landing or Polaris Supreme, and you can book online and get on the boat. You know, it's like I said, not a lot of chance to get on there, so definitely worth checking out there. So, again, seaportlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear set up, grab a burger next door, hop out on the boat. Been some great weather, some great fishing. Said it's definitely in that time of year where my reports can get a little repetitive, and that's a good thing.
No doubt. Well said, Marcos. Great report, great job, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, now let's head on down to Cedros Sport Fishing, find out what's going on at Cedros. We got Rosie on the line. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you are all doing very well. I kind of feel like Marcos, where he says, oh, my gosh, you know, it's a little repetitive, but that is a great thing. And, yes, it is, even with us, too. Lot going on with us because we got so many different species down at Cedros, and they are all deciding to bite all at the same time. So if you are looking at our social media, you'll see Cal and Eric are down there getting their fill on halibut and yellowtail. Surface iron is still doing really well for the yellowtail, but I tell you what, the name of the game for getting those big guys right now is yo-yoing. So we had a group from Oregon that was down there this week and decided to put out the yo-yo, and sure enough, man, they were getting the 40-plus pounders again on yo-yo, so can't go wrong with that. Been fishing kind of between Natividad and Cedros. The weather and water has been awesome, and getting a lot of really great-sized sheephead down there. So as we all know, sheephead are that poor man's lobster, and they sure are yummy on the plate. We had some white sea bass this week, and we had a few broomtail grouper come up, and people were excited about that. So everything's going well. We still got a few spots open in September, and you know, get on with us. You definitely will have a good time.
That's awesome.
Hard to believe there's spots open in September. So how do we get on if we want to go?
You can definitely look at our website first. Look at the openings that we have, and that is cedrosportfishing.com. And then give me a buzz at 619-772-7570. We can go over. What I like to do is I like to talk to people and see what type of fishing styles they have. I like to see which captain to put them with, see what they're really interested in catching, because, you know, people say, well, I want to catch a wahoo on a pongo. Well, you ain't going to do that in July, but come September or October, we got some spots for you. So, yeah, so give me a buzz, and we'll get you all hooked up.
Awesome. Great job, Rosie. Appreciate a fantastic report, and we'll look forward to hearing another. We'll take that repeat again next week. No problem.
Exactly. You guys all have a great day.
Thanks, Rosie. All right. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, they're here, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get the premier processing experience. Check out the brand new and way easier online system to book for your processing orders, for your long-range trips. And now, with the addition of the fantastic new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com, and we always say it, make your reservation today.
Yes, fishermansprocessing.com.
Talking all about the importance of it, timing of it, how easy it is to do.
Yeah.
Make it happen, man.
You booked a trip on the Royal Star for next July? Get your reservation in there. You'll be first in line.
No such thing as too early.
Yeah, for sure.
Amen.
Hey, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
They are absolutely packed solid, every single phone line. Let's talk to Eric, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Eric, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Thanks for hanging in.
Obviously really good. Hey, just a shout out to the guys on the Dolphin. Really appreciated going out last week. Got a free ticket for my son, and he was able to limit out on Calicos last week. So
sweet.
Just a really, really, really neat thing for him. We've been out three times, and you know what? This fourth time, it all connected. Basically, I just felt like we had a guide with us, and they did a great job. You know, I went out again just the other day just by myself, and we got some good whitefish at the kelp and stuff, realizing that the calicos are kind of later in the afternoon. Hey, how long do the yellows really stick around for? Because that's a great eating fish.
How long do the yellowtails stick around for? Is that what you asked?
Yeah, those yellowtails. I mean, that's a good eating fish with a good sashimi.
Yeah, you can catch those on a half day now,
really,
man. Yeah.
Okay.
It could happen.
Yeah, I think
what's a good boat that I should go out?
What I would recommend it, if you're yellowtail centric right now, Liberty is just
Day on the Liberty.
Full day, exactly. The one that leaves it at 5:30 in the morning, gets back, you know, roughly 6 at night. That's just an ideal platform. Those guys are the experts out of Fisherman's Landing.
The only full day boat with bunks.
Right. They target those yellowtail either around the islands or offshore. I think right now that's your best bet. And as far as how long, you know, I mean, we've had years where the yellowtail fishing lasts well into October, even into early November.
Yeah, absolutely. And it kind of started late here this year, so it could stretch late, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's just one of those things that you got to keep your eye on the fish counts, too, because it's not uncommon. You know, those guys are so good at fishing those islands with sonars and whatnot that, you know, as long as the boats aren't doing boat work, you still have a legitimate shot in the wintertime. I mean, we had, you know, Captain Ryan Boschin on not long ago saying the same thing, that if there's 4 or 5 days of consistent weather and consistent conditions, it does not seem to matter at the Coronal Islands. Like, you could catch that fish in December on a yo-yo jig as long as the conditions are there.
Yeah,
agreed. For sure.
But boy, fighting right now, man.
Yeah, go get it.
I'd go right.
Get on the boat.
Yeah, I'd go right this
second. Sure. The other option, too, here in San Diego would be Mission Bell.
Yeah.
And then also the San Diego out of Seaforth, too. So any of those three boats
I've been looking at the
islands and go get them.
You just need to, if in Eric's specific spot wanting to go, just maybe check with the landing, you know, ahead of time to see if they're planning on going
offshore.
That is the thing, you know, the offshore fishing is great too, and you know, not that you wouldn't find a great kelp loaded with yellow, but if you're wanting to specifically fish the islands, just double check ahead of time.
And also, if you're going to fish at the islands, you need your passport.
That's what I was gonna say.
For sure.
Make sure you got your paperwork in order.
Yeah.
If the landing takes care of, you just have to have a passport. Yeah,
passport or passport card.
You got it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Good luck out there. Appreciate
it. Nice going, Eric. That's rad.
You have a great text, huh?
I definitely do. This one says, "Hi, gal and guys. Thanks for the great service and wonderful product that I take home every year. My question is, if I do a later in the day or the following day pickup, or if I ship fish, do I still need a reservation like the same day, guys?" That's from Dave in San Diego. Can't wait. See you guys in a couple weeks.
I recommend having a reservation. It just helps us service you. Like, honestly, we have a huge portion of our reservations are exactly that. They want to pick it up later. They want to get it frozen. They want to go after it. It just helps us from a capacity standpoint. Mm-hmm. To that point, we still will take walk-up orders each day. We want to help as many customers as we can.
What about private boater orders?
Oh, we take them all.
Take walk-up?
So and drop-offs. Like, a lot of times people just drive up. Actually, our mailman drove up with his skiff.
That's awesome.
Out of his skiff into the back
into
and did drop-offs and went from there. So, and we have some private boaters that, like, we're going out this weekend, and they make a reservation with us to drop off. So it just helps us from a staffing standpoint.
You're there before 2 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Or you put it in a bag, put it on ice, and then bring it the next day.
That's the move. Yeah.
Keep it whole on ice overnight. Gill and gut it. It's going to give you a better quality meat as you go from there. And if you don't know how to do that, just keep it whole fish on ice in the kill bag and bring it the next day.
And then I wanted to just reemphasize the point. We only have so much capacity. So if you want to be assured that, we're going to take your fish, it could be one of those giant days. And we said we'll take walk-ups. When we hit 70 reservations, like we know that we just, you know, from a volume standpoint, we might not be able to get to that fish, you know, in adequate time. So we cap it. And if you're, you know, past number 70 on that particular day, and we just don't have capacity for
you know
fish,
what you can do. You've done this before.
Always to be sure that you're going to get your fish processed.
Make your reservation.
For sure. And another great text here from Jim in Huntington Beach. He says, great show. I have used Fisherman's Processing several different times. I have just pulled out a bag of bluefin from 4 years ago. 5 mil bag. Opened it, thawed it, and properly, and ended up canning it just last week, and it was absolutely outstanding. So the processing can definitely last longer than just a couple of years.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I had a piece of halibut that, you know, one of those ones that just kind of snuck down in the bottom of the freezer, and it's over 2 years, and it was absolutely perfect.
So rad.
5 mil bag. I think the whitefish really hold, you know, meaning white meat fish, it really holds up well. You know, bass or rockfish, you know, halibut. It just, I mean, it looks like the day you put it in there 2 years later.
Yeah.
The story I wanted to tell, just to attest, like, how clean the packaging and how, like, clean your finished product was. We talked already about, you know, Doug and those guys going, well, you know, they did that same thing that you were describing, their private boat. They dropped it off at Fisherman's Processing on their way home, loaded up in the kill bag. Well, that fish all came through yesterday. You know, and Doug and Charlie and those guys were very gracious with the fish. And, hey, you know, share it with everybody. Two of those bags never made it home. They got ripped open, sight on scene.
Hamachi.
Cut up a little hamachi, threw a little soy sauce, and, you know, there's a little soy sauce ball in the fridge. Like, two of those packs got ripped up on the counter side, and it was perfect. I mean, and there was nothing done to it. Patted down with a paper towel and cut up, and it got devoured, you know, immediately. Like, there's no bloodline, there's no scrap, there's no skin, there's no nothing. Just perfect, perfect fish. It got cut and yet enjoyed immediately. And it was so good.
Table ready. Like, we want you to open that package and be able to do exactly what you just did. And, you know, and that really speaks to our team in the back. Like, you just look at what George and Ray do with that group of cutters. And
crazy.
I'm just, you know, just so proud to work with them.
It's a great opportunity to talk about the yield, too, because, you know, table ready, I mean, we're cutting off
the
bloodline, all the tendons, you know, the stuff that you don't eat. We know that. One thing I wanted to suggest, way more anglers are taking advantage of it now, is those collars, because that pushes your yield way up. You know what I mean? If you've got a, whether it's yellowtail, whether it's bluefin, yellowfin, if there's a whole lot of really delicious, you know, harvestable meat that's in those collars, and you know, it's if you want to make the most out of your product, you want to make the most out of your processing, get the most out of that fish, keep the collars.
I hear that a lot, because I think you guys have said in the past that yield on an average size tuna is in that, like, 30% world. I don't know if that's right. And people I could get way more out of that. Well, you can't get way more out of that if it's exactly the perfect premier product that you guys are putting. I mean, sure, it would weigh more if there was skin on and bloodline in and more pieces and not trimmed and not all those things. Like, but that's what the perfect amount would.
Yeah, I would say, like, in general with tuna, if you have a 100-pound tuna, we'll get anywhere from a 35% to 40% yield on a bigger tuna.
That's pretty good.
Average, it's 33% to 35% for tuna.
But keep in mind, it's table ready.
Right.
I mean, when you open that bag, you don't have to trim anything.
But yellowtail, wahoo, these other species, the yield is going to be much lower than that. So don't come and expect it because of being table ready, because of the actual structure of the fish itself.
Right, it's different.
It's just a different animal. Rockfish, you're gonna get a small fillet.
25%.
Exactly. If you're, you know, it's just where you're at. So, but you're going to be able to enjoy it, eat it. It's going to be in beautiful condition.
For sure. Now, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
John in Huntington Beach is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. John, thanks for hanging in with us. Yo, John.
John's gone.
Looks like we might have lost
you.
So how about we? Yeah, there you are. Hey, good morning, John.
Hey, you got me? Hey,
go ahead.
A great show. Yeah, my question is, when you process the fish, do you take the skin off before you loin it, or do you loin it, and then skin comes off at the end.
Skin comes off after it's loined. Loins get knocked off the fish, and then first thing you do is we remove the skin and continue down the line. The only thing that we leave the skin on in the case of the tuna is the bellies.
Why is that?
Oh, okay.
Just out of curiosity.
So actually,
like for integrity, like
it does hold it together better, but honestly, it identifies that it's belly meat.
Belly meat.
Yeah, you know that's we actually had a.
Do you cook it with the belly?
What, the skin? No. No, you take it off.
Take it off.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
But to that previous question we had, you know, identifying cuts, that's the sheer side of the belly.
The only thing you leave the skin on is smoking them. The smoke bellies? Yeah, for sure you leave the skin on.
Really? Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Yeah, speaking of smoking, you guys do a great job of smoking.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so if somebody wants part of their order smoked, that's an option, right?
It is. It is an option. And basically, just give it. You would just say, I'm going to take this fish, I want it to be smoked. And that's usually a 30% yield when it comes from there. If you want jerky made, that's a 10% yield because literally it just dehydrates into nothing. Yeah. It's
so
delicious.
Tuna jerky, yellowtail jerky.
No, yellowtail you don't do.
Oh, you don't do?
No, it just turns into dust.
Oh, like really? Can you smoke yellowtail?
You can smoke yellowtail, and that's nice.
Yeah. Collars especially, right?
Ooh, people love that.
Yeah, for sure. So that's an option when you do your order if you want some smoke.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, just let us know.
Here's another one from Jay in OB. Really good question. Good morning, everyone. What a fantastic show. My question is, I have a full-day trip coming up in August with four of my buddies, and I'm going to set up a reservation for my fish to be processed at Fisherman's Processing. I'm wondering, do I need to get five reservations, or can I put them all under one?
Boy, one of the most frequently asked questions.
Yeah.
We need one per order. So if all that fish is going to be combined into one order, one person's going to pay it, not the five of you come up and go, I want to pay a fifth of it, and I'm going to divide it up in this tag number. We take one reservation per order.
One payment,
like a
father, one reservation.
Son, yeah, one, a father-son, husband-wife, combine your fish. You don't mind if we mix it as we fillet it? Absolutely, that can be a shared reservation.
But if five of you are all in agreement that you're going to pool your catch,
and you guys divide it up out in the parking lot.
Yeah,
and then one of you pay, we're not a finance company.
They settle it up, then you can put it under one reservation.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, we don't finance.
But he's like, hey, I got a buddy coming, and he's going to pick up half my fish, and he's going to pay for half of the fish. It doesn't work like that, right?
Could you divide it up?
I want three on this card.
That doesn't work.
I need to IOU $6. He's going to give me...
So let me throw this at you. Some guys do this, okay? I got a buddy that wants half my fish. When I come back, can you make two reservations for one tag?
I recommend it. Yeah, because then what we do is we re-tag it at the top of the dock.
Okay.
No, this is Rick's. Rick's 22A, but you're tag number 22. So,
okay.
And it just
and
works
that happens
so
a lot,
smoothly.
Right?
Because you catch it. It's more than you want to take home.
Right.
But the other person processes their order,
but they have to have a separate reservation and such like that.
And
how stoked are they? They're getting to pay for the most premium. You know, they're getting to pay for something that you couldn't possibly buy.
Works out great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it works out great.
That's the and credit to Sean from back in the good old days, Fish for a Friend. He's the one who came up with that plan. It's great. We have a lot of anglers that take advantage of that. A lot,
for sure. You know, if you don't want to take it all home, you don't want to pay for all the processing, call up a buddy and say, hey, you want half my catch? You got to pay for it, but I'll put it on a separate tag for it and a separate reservation.
Right. And just a hint from the, you know, again, from the seeing this and being hands up in it now, what I can recommend and really encourage anglers to do is don't make it complicated. Because the more complicated you make it, the more chance there is that something is going to go awry.
Go
you know what I mean? It's like you really know what you're going to do in advance, have your plan, and make it as simple as possible. Because, you know, if we're up there for half an hour trying to, well, he wants one bass, and he wants, oh, my God.
No,
you know
it doesn't work like that.
And again, I know we got to go, but for efficiency, exactly. Like, our goal is to get everything out of there quick and move that line along.
Sure.
And when there's, you know, a big kerfluffle up there, I try to figure out what the hell they're going to do with it, you know, it holds up the show. Yeah. So, anyway, again, my fisherman's hints.
Yeah.
No, Tim's tips.
Tim's tips. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming in, including more of your phone calls and texts. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm having a great time here this morning. This is the first time we have an open phone line since before the show started. Dropped off during the break. If you want to get a chance to talk to Marilee, talk to Tim. 213-432-1090 for the first time all morning. There's a line open right now.
Let's jump in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Sam? He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Thanks for joining us.
Guess we lost Sam.
All right.
How about Gus?
No, there he was.
Gus from Burbank.
Yo, you guys.
Yo, Gus.
Hey, Gus.
Yeah, we got yo, you loud
and
clear.
And yo, Merrily. I'm calling to ask. I'm calling to ask Tim. How much time? What's the shortest trip you can book for a trip to Alios Rocks?
Oh, I think that you know, they might squeeze it in on a 6-day, but I myself prefer a 7-day or longer. I think that gives you adequate time to you know, dig in and make the most of whatever you find there, or get the heck out of Dodge if you don't find anything there and have another move or another couple of moves at your disposal.
I totally get where your question is at, Gus, but boy, I think you're better off coming at it the other way. Like, rather than what's the minimum time, like, you just want to you want to be on a trip that has the options to do it, you know? Like, the boys on the boat are always going to make the best fish catching decision, like, and a longer trip just provides more opportunity that maybe it does, or, you know, the last thing you want to do is just, you know, put all your eggs in the basket of flying down to one spot, making a catch, and flying back home again. The longer you can give yourself, the better.
But 7 is the minimum.
I think so. Like I said, yeah. I mean, 6 is the minimum.
How many days did they have at Ileos on this past
3.
They have 3 days.
And then there's a day fishing on the way back up.
Okay.
And you're looking on the way down, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's 3 days at the rocks and then another day
right.
You know, somewhere along the coast. You get 4 full days. And then, you know, you get a morning on the last morning. You're looking the whole way down. So
how many miles to Ileos?
It's 500 roughly.
500 miles. Yeah.
475, 478.
So it's 50 hours to get
there. Yeah, 48 hours. It's depending on what kind of speed you make going down. 48, you know, 46 hours.
Yeah. So do the numbers,
guys. It's just so wild to me the jumps that you guys make every week of your life. No big, it's 500 miles, little move. No big, you know, just that's just a matter of fact thing. Too,
jump
you know,
into
like
the ridge, 160 miles, 180 miles. To Thetis, you know, whatever.
Think about how far it is to go in our boat. It's 50 miles, dude. I don't know. Yeah. That's the thing. Like these guys, are like, oh, it's easy. We'll just do that at nighttime. No problem. You know, we'll wake up in the morning. You'll be there.
That's it.
That's pretty fun.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Had a great text come through from John in Upland, and he's kind of offering a tip for everybody. So, Tim, I always did first day of processing because of what a fantastic job you guys do. I had my last catch done same day, brought it home in a cooler full of ice, long drive, turned to slush and water, then threw it into my freezer immediately, and all my bags stuck together because I threw them in full of water ice. Due to your recommendation, I've since switched to just getting everything frozen, picking it up later, and the quality of fish and then ease of the freezer is so much nicer. So little tip too, that if you are gonna do it same day and you pack a bunch of wet bags on top of each other in the freezer, those wet bags become a block of ice if you don't pat things down before you throw it in. And that's a really good tip.
Yeah, that is an John. Epic tip. Epic. Yeah. And he's spot on.
Just don't think about it.
Yeah.
Get home,
and then,
shove it in.
You know, when we freeze the fit, each individual pack is laid out on a rack. The bags aren't touching one another, so each individual piece gets frozen.
So Marilee.
Yes.
Can you freeze at Fisherman's Processing a portion of your catch? We talked about this already.
Yeah, we have. You know what? Tim said it. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
So if you've got to pick your shot.
Yeah.
Because we are processing. We've processed over 100,000 pounds of fish this month. Already.
This month? 100,000 pounds.
Are you
already?
Kidding
me? No, I'm not kidding you.
So if I say I want to keep fresh 20% of my catch and freeze the rest. Is that simple enough?
No.
No.
It is not.
Okay.
You need to say, I want it fresh, and then you come pick up what you wanted up that was fresh, and then say, I'm going to pick up the rest later.
So it's not a mix. You can't do a mix.
No.
You got to commit.
You're either going to have it frozen or you're going to have it fresh.
I gotcha.
And if you want to take part of it fresh, you decide what you're taking, and then we can put it in the freezer for up to 14 days. But you got to keep it all together.
Yeah. So I would just want to clarify what she's saying. If you say ahead of time, I want 20% fresh, 80% frozen. And we're not going to divide it 20-80 in the shop to 80%.
Yeah.
Once you get there, we'll take 80% back in and freeze it for you, no problem.
Right.
But just, you know, just make
no.
Fresh, and then I'm going to pick what I want.
I'm going to take a little bit of fresh.
Exactly.
I'm on the same day. I'm going to take what I want fresh. Will you flash freeze this, the rest of it for me, and I'll come pick up that tomorrow
or
the next day?
Yeah.
All right. Or in 7 days or whatever.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So that would be the call.
That's the way.
Yeah.
I like it.
Because like what Ricky's saying, you throw it in the ice, you know, you throw it in your freezer, it's all stuck together. I mean, it's like
I'm exactly the same as John. Like the lure of same day, sure, it's awesome. You came home from your trip, you got all this product. For some people, it makes the most sense. I'm not that guy. I mean, the only thing that I'm missing is that like celebratory one piece of fish that night. But everything else about frozen fish is easier. It freezes better. I'm the same way. Like I've got a medium sized chest freezer at the house. I can't freeze it nearly as good as it can at processing. It's way easier to pass out when it's frozen.
Right.
Sean
did a social media post several years ago about fish that was sitting in the refrigerator in the cooler one day. For flash frozen right away, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. And the difference in that, the quality of that fish is obvious, even in the visual look of it, how much it goes downhill as you leave it out of the freezer instead of flash freezing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you got a piece of tuna that was the same day product, and
then
what it looks like the day after in the fridge, and then 2 days in the fridge, and 3 days. Like,
if you're
going to
freeze it anyway, get it in the
flash
freezer.
I completely agree with that 100%. Yeah. I think, you know, ideally, if it's fresh right out of there, two or three days at the most, and then you want to freeze it. It's a really good time to make that point again about our policy of 14 days, right? You have 14 days of free storage to pick up your fish, to have it shipped, whatever you want to do. And after 14 days, we do start charging a cold storage fee because we're not a fish storage facility.
Right, yeah.
And in order for us to, again, be efficient and offer that capacity to our anglers every day, right? And this is the whole point, everyone. Every day, there's a bunch more fish coming
in.
The next day, there's a bunch more fish coming in. So in order for us to have that capacity to offer, we have to have that freezer. We have to have that rotating stock, you know what I mean? We do not want to charge you cold storage for your fish. We do not want to charge you cold storage. We want you to pick up your fish and
go enjoy it.
Go enjoy it. Share it with friends and families. And I can't overemphasize that enough. Come down and get your fish. You got 14 days to figure it out and get it out of there. And don't make us charge you cold storage. We don't want to do that.
Don't want to do that. Well said. All right. I had another great text. This one, pull it back up here. Sorry, guys. Came from Russo and Hesperia. And it was, we went over it a little bit, but I think it was worth mentioning again. So sometimes when I get my, I always get my fish cut from Fisherman's Processing. Sometimes when I get my processed pieces back, some come with skin on, but others don't. Is that cut specific, and what part of the fish, and are there different fish that have that, and that was all, again, from Russo and Hesperia.
So it's a great question. Thank you, and thank you for always coming to us. That means a lot. So we leave the skin on the belly, just so that you know that the belly is there. And also, there are customers that request the skin on, or they request a steak cut, or different along that line. It doesn't sound like this gentleman did, but it's probably most likely the belly.
Cool.
Yeah, most likely it's the belly. And then I also just want to add on this whole storage and turning it around. Remember, the capacity, the faster you get your fish, the more capacity I have for other people that is there. And truly, just like anything else, your processing tab is due when your processing is complete.
Right.
Not when you come pick it up.
Right.
It's due when we finish.
When you finish your processing,
vacuum sealing and filleting and go.
Your credit card deposit is going to, that credit card that you used is going to get dinged if you don't pick it up.
Is that how
it works?
No, it's not about me dinging somebody's credit card. Yeah. I don't want it to be there. It's just that your payment's due. So we're going to be reaching out to you and saying, your fish is done. We need payment.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
It's not,
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Not,
so whether, if you can't get down there right away, you can put it on your credit card.
Correct.
And then pick it up at your leisure.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I guess that's what I meant.
Sure, yeah. When the order's complete, it's like, okay, your fish is done today. We call you up. Okay, your order has been processed. Can we charge your card now?
Right.
And you know, we ask for authorization every time. But
right.
The idea is, again, the service is performed. We get payment for it.
Right.
And that, we believe, will also incentivize anglers.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, fish up, you know?
It's a good business practice.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That way we're not sitting on a giant freezer.
You perform a service, you get paid for it.
Right. We're not
How
a finance
about that?
Company. Not a finance company,
yeah.
No.
All right. Well, the phones are packed up. We're going to jump back in and talk to Bruce. He's got us from Pacific Beach this morning. What's up, Bruce? Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, everybody. Got a couple of questions for Jim. Number one, the Royal Star is a great boat to ride, and he's a great, great captain. And I want to know, when you're out at the rocks and everything, other than the yellowtail and tuna and wahoo, are there bottom fish out there, and what types?
You know, they're not. There's some of those pontinus, those threadfin sculpin. There's some, you know, there's sheephead. There you might catch a bass. There you might catch a, you know, one of those tan grouper. What they do, they do have those there, bucketta type thing, especially down there southwest of the rocks. So yeah, you can mix that in to your fishing. I know some of the guys will do that. I got to tell you that I'm not the big bottom fishing guy. You know, it's like I really prefer surface fishing, and not that we don't do it, but I'm probably the last guy that's going to go, well, I'm going to go down there and see if we can't catch a few of those brown grouper, you know, down south.
Yeah.
So some guys do, and they clobber them, and that's great. I'm just not that guy.
Yeah. Roy Rose.
Hey.
That's him, man.
Someone's got to keep those things in check.
I got to tell you who else. It's Alex, Nazi Pop.
Oh, Alex, no.
He's unbelievable, your guy, man. He's ruthless. He is
ruthless.
Oh, my God, man.
I love that.
I can't believe, like, he is really good at it. And he comes in and he catches it. I was like, where did you get those? You know, like, oh,
what the heck is that?
Yeah. Hey, I want to go back to the processing thing. There's a couple other things I wanted to mention. Number one, that the question about some of the fish having the skin left on is what triggered this thought. There are times, and, you know, our product is wholly dependent on the quality that we receive, right?
Great point. Sure.
And there are times, and I've seen it an awful lot this year, especially, we've talked about this before with the ability of these boats to refrigerate their catch properly when they have big days. And, you know, if we get a fish that is, I would call it burned, you know, I mean, they just overheat when they're being caught. There's so much heat in the well that you know, the meat wants to separate when you cut it into space.
Yeah.
And especially on the smaller tuna, there's times that we have to leave the skin on just to keep it intact. And when that happens, we inform the anglers. Like, we'll actually go out there with the phone and take a picture of it and show the angler, hey, look, this is what we have to work with here. And
it was just because the fish came on too fast.
And
they didn't get cold enough.
Get hot in the well. You know, some of those big bluefin, when you're fighting them, they burn too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But really, it's a case of...
But you'll know.
If you put 120-pound bluefin in a tank,
right,
and it's not completely flooded full of water, it's trickling spray across them, 15 or 20
one in the bottom,
middle,
yeah,
you know, they're just hot. You know, so it really does affect the end quality of the product. And you know, we can only do what we do with what you have.
The
door. So anyway, I wanted to convey that.
It's probably a minimal amount that happens, but it happens.
Yeah, minimal. I would say, I mean, what, 5%? Not even that, 2%.
Sure.
It's not much, but it does happen.
It's a good thing to know that. Like, that's what I love about this show. Like, there's so much inside baseball. Like, Fisherman's Product, like, I feel like we've talked about all these things. Oh, there's this issue, there's that. It is the most seamless operation ever. This is just a cool show to get to hear all the inside things that make it so seamless. Like,
for thanks, sure.
I've used it since you guys opened, and what it really is put your deposit down, and you show up, you know, for, in my case, you show up 2 or 3 days later with a cooler, and there's perfect filleted fish for you afterwards. I mean, that's what it really is, as long as you follow all the, you know, the guidelines you guys set forth. It is a seamless thing, and I just don't want to get too far in the woods of talking about all the what-ifs, like, my fish has never been burned. I've never had a problem with a skin. You know what I mean? Like, it's seamless. You guys make it so easy.
Here's a text from Dan in West Covina. He says, good morning, everyone. I recently had bluefin processed at Fisherman's Processing and found the belly meat, the best bluefin I've ever tasted, and several others have came to the same conclusion. Is the belly meat of the bluefin considered to be the prime portion of tuna? Also, would that part of the fish cost more per pound?
it's the Kobe beef of tuna.
Toro.
I mean, it is. It's the Kobe beef of tuna. You know, it's just incredible. There is no better.
Yeah,
you know, it fetches thousands of dollars of pound in the high end markets over there in Tokyo. So it's the best.
That's the best.
And it would cost more if you were to go buy it from a retailer. But like, for us to process it, we process on the whole weight.
It's not a cut.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's rad.
Hey, let's cover the shipping thing. We wanted to talk about that also.
My gosh.
We're going to have to condense it, so we don't have a whole lot of time, but we want to cover the shipping thing and just, number one, I've been part of this now, up in it for the past month or so, and
I'm going to just say it. Shipping is insane.
It's insanely expensive. Like, I would encourage anglers, do whatever you can to come down and pick that product up. I've seen a couple of really brilliant moves the last week where a group of anglers, one of them was on the Shogun, they sent down, it was a kid, you know, either somebody's son or, you know, somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
That had all the coolers in the back of the truck and picked up 5 or 6 orders, and it was just fantastic. It was a much more efficient way to do it. And you know, we package for shipping.
Sure.
We'll ship.
You'll do it.
We'll ship, but I just want everybody to know it is ridiculously expensive. So, you know, if you can figure an alternative, take advantage of it.
Marilee helped me a ton shipping fish to a customer in Florida. And, you know, I want to say that too. Like, it's the bill is going to be high, and it's not a profit source.
You send it 2-day air, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's priority. We send overnight.
So that's even more expensive.
Yeah.
It's not a profit source for you guys. It's because it is so ridiculously expensive. And then we feel it in the tackle. It's hurt our business in terms of, like, we often can't ship a rod to somebody in the Midwest because the shipping outweighs the value. Nobody's going to pay $350 to ship a rod to.
How does Amazon do it? I mean, that's, you know, it's like
volume.
They have their own trucks.
You know, I get it. A lot of people, that's their option. And it's great.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
I just thought,
you know, everybody brace yourselves because, you know, it's got some shock value.
You're not setting FedEx's prices.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including find out who's winning a brand new pair of Costas. More Let's Talk Hookup on your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surger Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Surger. Our fishing trips range from 1.5 to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's surgersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, San Diego, the Make It Ford summer sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer now through September and make it your best summer yet. Get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs and experience hands-free highway driving technology with Ford Blue Cruise, available on select vehicles. It's the Make It Ford summer sales event, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What an awesome show.
Yeah,
and what an
really
awesome
good.
Prize somebody's about to win. A $300 gift certificate to Costa. Marilee's going to do us the honors. Today we have a texter as our winner. Congratulations, Dave in San Diego. You got yourself a $300 gift certificate to Costa. You are so stoked.
You're stoked. Yeah, you can go buy a pair of glasses. You can buy some backpacks or shirts or whatever on CostaSunglasses.com. And thank you, Tim and Marilee. Marilee, if somebody wants to make a reservation, how do we do it?
This was great.
That's the smoothest way. Is just go right to our website, fishermanprocessing.com, click on the green button that says reservation, fill out a profile, make a deposit, and you're in.
You're in. Yeah, that's so cool. So much good information. And if somebody wants to ride the Royal Star, like we're going to do right here in about
right
45
now.
Minutes,
RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy, 619-224-0476-4 in the office. Brian's in there a lot. I'm in there. You know, we're always, Alex, and we're always available to talk shop, talk fishing, and, you know, again, it's just such a pleasure. I'm so grateful to be able to come on and share this time with you guys and the listeners, and I already can't wait till the next
time. We're going to do it again for sure because you're such a great guest, and thank you for being here. Appreciate that very much, and thank you very much to Chris, manning the board and the phones, manning, of course, the Let's Talk Hookup app is
Adam. We sure appreciate everything those guys do. And, of course, you out there, our listeners, our callers, our texters, you're the guys that make the show come together, and we are very appreciative to you. We will be back. Actually, I'll be on the Royal Star. So
I'll be here.
Might even call in tomorrow. Who knows? Tomorrow morning, Captain's Concept Boys are going to be here. Captain Matt Frolick, Captain Gavin Harbour will be here with Rick and Corey Sandin tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. That is going to be a great show. And then, of course, I'll be back with Rick next Saturday. That's going to be great. Steve Lasley next Saturday.
Hey.
How about that? Huh? So, hey, thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.